Oh, come and magnify the Lord with me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everyone. What a beautiful presence of the Lord that is in this place. Wow. Wow, you may be seated for a moment. It is truly a privilege and an honor to be in the house of the Lord with you all. I don't take this lightly one bit. I am excited to be here, and I want to say that I am honored to be here, and This is a great church. I've heard a lot of good things about this church, and it's proven it. This is a wonderful church, and I honor every one of you, and I know why you are a great church. It's because you have great leadership. Pastor and Sister McGuire are some of the greatest Christians. God has blessed you with this pastor and his wife, and I thank you. I honor you, Pastor McGuire, and your wife. Phenomenal job that you all are doing here, and I just feel such a wonderful presence of the Lord. It is exciting. Thank you so much. It is exciting to be here, and I am honored to do that. It is. I also want to honor Brother Jared McGuire. What a wonderful job he did this morning teaching the Word of the Lord. Very, very good job. And it's just, and then I honor all of you for being here, taking time to come to the house of the Lord and to worship and magnify the name that is above every name. Don't you feel the presence of the Lord here in this place? He is so good. I'm so glad that my wife is with me. I think she just stepped out, but I'm so glad that she is with me. She's the pretty one on the front row. Man, she's not here to hear. Give me some points in. But I am honored that she is here with me. She gets a chance to travel with me quite often, and I hate when she doesn't get a chance, but it's good all the time. I always feel like I preach a little bit better when she's here. So you're in for a treat. No, I'm just kidding. I want to take a moment to try to sing. The music has been wonderful already here. I'm almost embarrassed to even try. But you know, I'm hoping that you'll either like my singing or my preaching. One of them. So, but if you'll worship as I try to sing. Draw me close to you and never let me go. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm your friend. For you are my desire, and nothing else will do. 'Cause nothing else can take the place to feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find a way and bring me back to you. Cause you're all I want, Jesus, and you're all I'll ever need, yes, and you're all. You are near. Is that how you feel? So draw me close to you. Never let me go. I'll lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm your friend. For you are my desire, and nothing else will do. Cause nothing else can take the place to feel the warmth of your embrace and help me find my way and bring me back to you. Cause you're all I want, Jesus. Cause you're all I'll ever need, yes. And you're all I want. Help me know you are near. Cause you're and magnify the name of Jesus. I want to be close to him. I want to know him. And I want him to know me. Brother Luther, what do you mean? That doesn't make sense. He's an all-knowing God. The Bible says that in the last days, he's going to look at some and he's going to say, depart from me, because I never knew you. I want to have a relationship with him. I want him to know that I love him. If you have your Bibles, if you'll stand with me, I promise I won't be long. I know that the hour is late, as Brother Jared McGuire told us this morning. But it's close to lunchtime. And it's a scary place to be in front of hungry apostolics. So I am going to do my best not to be long at all. But if you will turn with me to Psalms 100 and verse 4. I feel my help coming right now. I feel like somebody has been praying for something that you have not yet seen happen. And somebody's going to leave here today different than what you came. I believe a miracle is going to happen today. I believe somebody's going to leave with a blessing. But you need to know how to get it. Psalms 100 and verse 4 says this. It says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. This morning, for just a short time, I want to preach to you on this subject: created to praise. Created to praise. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask you right now that you would fill this house with your glory. Let your anointing saturate us, Oh God, I'm asking you right now to give me clarity of thought and speech. Let your anointing fill this place, oh Lord God. Let somebody leave different. Let somebody get a revelation and understanding of why they were created. In the name of, come on, lift your voice for just a moment. Come on, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, clap your hands to the Lord as you're seated. Created to praise. Creation or to create, what does it mean? It means to make or to produce, to cause something to exist, to cause something unique that would not naturally evolve or that is not made by an ordinary process to occur. What is praise? Praise is a comment of expression. It is made in an action made in public or in private to uplift, to uphold, or to exalt. And I believe that the church and everyone that is in the church, that is you and I, we are designed and created for a reason and a purpose. If you haven't figured out, you are designed and created for a particular purpose. And I find it very interesting that the church and the people in the church are created for the same thing, and that is to praise. The reason why you were created is simply to praise, not to do everything else that we have made this out to be, but you were designed and created to praise the name of Jesus. In the church of the living God, in this church, I believe I'm in an apostolic church that preaches truth. And I believe that in this church, the defining staple should be, the defining staple that sets us apart in an apostolic church, or what an apostolic church should look like, is the way we praise. Let me put it this way. When somebody walks through those doors, the one thing that ought to set this church apart from every other church in town is not our greeting staff. It's not our the way that our people move and the way they smile at you. No, no, it's not the building or the structure. The one thing that sets this place apart from any other church in town should be by the way that we praise. And it should... I don't believe you're hearing me. Listen, it shouldn't be some fake, lazy, complacent little golf clap, seeker-friendly, slip up your hand type of... No, 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 no. We ought to get exuberant with our praise. We ought to get excited with our praise. We ought to get beside ourselves. We ought to shout. We ought to jump. We ought to run the out. Listen, my God has been good to me. He woke me up this morning. He blessed my life. He blessed me with a beautiful wife, a healthy child. I don't know about you in this place, but I got a right to praise the name of Jesus. And every time I get a chance, I'm going to praise him like I've lost my mind. I'm not the only one in here with a testimony. Some of you were wrapped up in drugs, wrapped up in alcohol, wrapped up in all kinds of addictions. But look at you now in the house of God, uplifting and magnifying the name. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, I gotta shout. I don't think you get what I'm saying. I think somebody needs to step aside for just a moment. Allow your mind to go back and drift just a little bit. And remember what God brought you out of. Remember what God did for you. Because if he did it back then, he can do it right now. Come on and bless him. Praise him. You are created to praise. He's become my passion. He's become my desire. And I want him to know that every time I come into this place, it's not about you. I love you, and you look wonderful. But when I come into the house of God, I've come to uplift and magnify the name of Jesus. So we were made for a purpose. I'm sorry, I'm a little shy. So I'll try to step out of my shell just a little bit. We were created for a purpose. We don't really understand our purpose. But I try my best to live by a motto. And that motto is that giving thanks to the Lord allows me into the gate. Worship, the way I carry on with my life, the way I live my life, allows me the opportunity to be in his presence. But praise gets me his attention. I don't think you got that. Let me say it like this. Giving thanks just allows you the opportunity to come through the doors. Just being thankful allows you to come into the... But the way you live your life allows you to stay in his presence. But praise gets you his attention. I don't know about you, but I love coming through the gates. Church is my life. I love church. To anybody that says the church is boring, haven't been into an apostolic church. I love church, and I love coming to the gates. And you know what? Even more than that, I love being in God's presence. There's nothing like the presence of Almighty God. It's beautiful to feel his presence. But you know what? For me, that's not enough. Because when I come into the house of the Lord, it's okay to be in his presence, but I gotta have his attention. How many of you realize that it is very possible to be in somebody's presence and not have their attention? Come on, mom, dad, grandparents, your kids do it to you all the time. You walk into the room, they act like you ain't even there. You're in their presence, but you don't have their attention. There's something different about having attention. Listen, you can get some things and some needs met when you just come into the presence and you can just brush by somebody and somehow pick something up. But hear me, when you got God's attention, miracles will pour out. When you got God's attention, blessings will happen. When you got God's God attention, anything is possible. Where's my young people at? Oh, y'all are all around the place. I like that. Let me just pick one of them out. You look young. You like the way I did that right there? I'm fresh off the youth committee, and my gray hair is telling on me. Young people, there is a reason why our elders praise the way they used to pray. Did you know that they used to call us crazy? Look back there. You see some of them gray-haired elders right there, them pillars? Did you know that at one time they called them an occult? You know why? It's because when they came into the church, see, back in the day, they didn't really have as much money as you've been blessed with. They didn't have all the luxuries and of just being able to pick up every time you had a headache or you had something wrong with you. They didn't have the luxury to just be able to walk into a doctor's office and just pay whatever you want to pay, whatever they're charging. No. See, there were some elders in here that realized, hey, my baby is sick and something's going on at my job and I need a miracle. So when they came to the house of God, they didn't worry about who was in the place and how they looked, but they said, I need God's attention because I need a miracle. I need a blessing. And they praise God with everything. Yeah.
Come on, elders. I want you to remember what God did for you. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him.
They don't get it. So let me put it a different way. If I want my wife's attention that's over there, you know what I don't do? I don't do this. I see, there's some obstacles between me and her. So in order to get her attention, sometimes I have to do a little more than just this. I have to. Oh, you just thought we were having you stand for no reason? No. And sometimes, see, this doesn't even work, so I have to get a little more crazy. So I start doing stuff like this. You know why? Because there's times when obstacles don't allow me to see her quite well. So I can't get her attention like I want to. So I gotta step outside my comfort zone, outside the normal, outside the regular, outside the mundane. Some of you need something from God and you're just sitting there. But hear me in this place. If you'll get outside the norm, outside the regular, outside the mundane, get God's attention. Oh, what do I got to do? That means you got to stand up. That means you got to move. You got to do it. I don't care if you got to run an aisle. I don't care if you have to roll. I'm going to get God's attention somehow. Yeah. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. You are created. Yeah. Come on, get outside yourself. Praise him like you lost your mind. You need a miracle? Praise him. You need a blessing? Praise him. You thought that we was just crazy? That's why we did what we... No. Well, maybe we just a little crazy. But I'm crazy about him. But listen, I got a need, and there's a lot of you in here. So in order for me to make sure I get my blessing, I'm going to bless the Lord at all times and let the praise continually be in my mouth. You know, being a father has taught me some really interesting things. Because as a parent, sometimes our kids will do their thing. You know, some of us are used to what they do. You know, they'll act up. You be in Walmart, they're pulling on your clothes. I want the toy. I just gotta have the toy. Then they get a little crazy and they just throw themselves. Oh, yeah, I have the toy. Well, not in my home. I'm Puerto Rican. My mom would have drop kicked me in the temple. She'd have pulled out the chancleta. But not nowadays, you know. Our babies, you know, they're a little more spoiled. We let them do what, you know. So go to timeout. What am I going to do with you? I knock you out, won't I? But so our kids, you know, they do the exuberant stuff, and we just, you know, here's Johnny doing his thing again, little Susie's doing. But you know what I've learned? That when it gets serious, you know what they do? They call your name. Mama! Daddy! Que hijo, que quiere? What's wrong? What you want? When they want your attention for real, when it gets serious, they call your name. And we are the people of the name that is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, demons tremble. At the name of Jesus, mountains are moved. At the name of Jesus, problems are solved. At the name of Jesus, any situation you got can be changed. It's about time we get serious and use the name of Jesus. It's in his name. Healing is in his name. Deliverance is in his name. Power is in his name. Oh, somebody needs salvation. It's in the name. Jesus, Jesus, I bless the name of Jesus. You were created to praise. See, the problem is we don't understand our design. You have to understand how you were created and designed. See, you will never see a race car riding down the freeway unless it's being towed by an 18-wheeler or something. It's in something else. Now listen, a race car has big wheels. Got a steering wheel. It's got a very powerful engine. It could technically ride down the freeway, but it wasn't designed to be there. Because of the modifications, if it was riding down the freeway, it may lose control, kill the driver, and take somebody with it. And the devil has convinced some of you race cars that you need to be chasing an almighty dollar and you need to be doing this and doing that and all. No. And God is saying, I designed you for one thing, and that is for praise. He wants you to operate outside your design so you'll kill yourself and take somebody with you. Do you realize what you are? You are amazing. The Bible says you are beautifully and wonderfully created. You have lungs that expand and contract. And they push air through your esophagus and they hit these little rubber bandish looking things. We call them vocal cords. And it hits the air, it hits these vocal cords, and with your tongue and your mouth, you begin to make sounds. Do you know what you are? You are a walking, talking, living, breathing instrument designed for one thing, and that is praise. Yeah. Yeah. The problem is that as instruments, sometimes we think we're not getting enough glory. Hope everybody knows how good I did on my special today. And as an instrument, we think we should be getting more glory. Can anybody in here tell me, by the showing of your hands, the name of Mozart's piano? No? Nobody? Okay. All right. By the showing of hands, has anybody ever heard of the name Mozart? Everybody. See, that's the point. The instrument never gets the glory, only the master musician. And as an instrument, you were designed to give the master all. Oh, somebody just got that. You were created to pray. Why don't we take a moment and do what we were created to do right now? Praise him, praise him, praise him.
Oh, Brother Luther, you don't get it. I can't praise the way she can. I can't do the roll. My knees hurt and my back hurt. I can't do. Oh, listen, that's what makes you special, because there's nobody like you. God designed you. That's why we come in all different shapes and sizes and colors, because just like an orchestra, we are a different type of instrument. That means your voice is special to God. And as an instrument and an orchestra, when we praise Him the way we were created to, we sound like music in His ears. But I can't praise Him like Sister So-and-so, and I can't sing, and I can't do the role. My back is hurting. My knees is a little, so I can't. No. That's it. God don't want another Brother Luther. He wants you, because there's nobody like you. There's no voice like your voice. Somebody need to hear this. You are special to God. But brother Luther, I'm getting up there in age, and I'm a little tired, and my voice is just not as strong as it used to be, and I can't do what I, maybe I just need to just, no. You need to understand that as an instrument, God designed you with a little bit of age. The reason why is because He knows that in you is wisdom, and with wisdom, a greater praise comes. Some of you young people need to grab the hold of an elder and start shouting. Yeah. Am I really that important? Are you really that important? Yeah. Do you realize that the devil hates you? I need to explain this to you. Have a seat. Do you realize that the devil hates you? You know why he hates you? Let me tell you. This is kind of cool. When God created the heavens and the earth, He made some really interesting things. Among the things that He created creatures, angelic creatures, angels. And I want to tell you about three specific ones. He created warrior angels. He created messenger angels, and He created praising angels. Angels were specifically designed to do a job. But amongst each one of these, He had set apart, He also had some angels that knew how to do things a little bit better. Michael was over the warrior angels because he knew how to fight. God designed him to fight. And Gabriel, man, can't nobody bring a message like Gabriel. He just does it with the. And then there was this one angel. He was a dummy. But he was beautiful. See, the Bible says that he was created with all these beautiful, precious stones inside of him. And then it talks about his voice. The tabrets, it was amazing. I want you to think about 10 of the top singers that you know in the world. Put their voices together, and he could outsing them. That's how good he was. He was so good that when he would use his voice to praise God, he would literally move the emotions of all of heaven, including God Himself. And he thought, maybe I should be getting some of this. And God said, nope, get out. And He booted him. Now listen, follow me. The Bible says, Jesus said, I beheld Satan fall like lightning. Okay? You ever see lightning when it hits the ground? It goes into the ground and disperses everything around it. It just disturbs everything. So when he hit the ground, I beheld Satan fall like lightning. He went down, boom, hit the ground, and all that ability to move God just dispersed right into the earth. Then God said, I need to make something that will do what this angel refused to do. So out of the same ground, he began to make you. You want to know why the devil hates you? It's because you got his stuff. You move God now when you praise. He can't do it at all. Somebody got it. Somebody ought to look the devil in the eye and say, you're just mad because I got your stuff. And you ought to praise God. Come on, rub it in his face for a moment. I move, God. Wait. So that's why he hates you, because you got his stuff. If you had my stuff, I'd be mad at you. But he wants you too. Isn't that weird? He wants you. Do you know why he wants you? Listen. You ready for this? The Bible says in Genesis 1, 26 to 27, that you were created in the very image and the likeness of God. Well, what did God do? He spoke things into existence. At his word, the earth was created. At his word, the trees and the plants were all formed. At his word, the ocean brought forth the fish and every other creature in it. At his word, animals were created. Everything was created by the voice and the word of God. But not you. See, you ever wonder why? Listen, we preachers say this all the time. We got to hear from God. We need to hear God's voice. You ever wonder why it's so difficult to recognize the voice of God? It's because you were... Listen, everything was created by the voice of God. The trees, the plants, the animals, everything was created by his word. And they all respond to him just like that. We see this when Jesus stepped to the bow of a boat and said, hey, y'all, come down. And everything went, shh, it's the master. But not you and I. We have a hard time recognizing the voice of God because we were not created by his voice. We were created by his hands. That's why the Holy Ghost is so important, because it's not something you can hear. It's something you can feel. And when you get filled with the Holy Ghost, you say, this is God. We respond to his touch, not his voice.